Welcome to the Live Awakened podcast, life coaching for women physicians of color. Create more freedom to simply be who you want to be. Do the things that make you feel alive and create a deeper connection with those you love. It's time to choose you. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Guile. Hello, lovely ladies. Hope you're having a wonderful summer. And if you're not listening in the summer and you're catching up on old episodes, kudos to you. A girlfriend of mine, and I talk about a lot of my girlfriends, but this particular girlfriend and I, we were talking about consistency. And I thought it'd be a beautiful topic to bring to all of you guys because it's something that is around us and present. And we don't really think about it or talk about it. Unless you're geeking out about like, you know, results and goals that you're like looking forward to. So as adults, one thing that we get to learn is if we want a certain result, if we want something, a certain weight goal, to get your charts done before you leave, self-care, right? Like make sure like you get time for exercise, eating healthy, like all the things, right? Like we can go down the list of all the things that we really, really want, right? The only way to achieve any of these goals is through consistency. And I'm going to tell you why it's kind of like the F word for a lot of people, because it's no fun. It's not fun. And for those of us who are more free-spirited, right? And then we all know someone who's a little bit more free-spirited than us. And I have to tell you that I am not that free-spirited when it comes to this work. Consistency is horrendous. Like you're avoiding it. Because being consistent requires you to think ahead of time, make decisions, and follow through no matter what, even if you don't feel like it. And as kids, I know my kids always complain when I ask them to do the same thing again and again. I'll give you a couple examples. Piano practice, right? I don't want to do it. It's so boring, blah, blah, right? And sometimes they're just like, I don't feel like it, right? As adults, and I know you guys are totally nodding your heads because all day long, we do things that if you asked us, we wouldn't want to do. Heck, we want to do nothing, right? But we're doing it because that's part of being an adult, right? Being willing to be uncomfortable, being willing to understand that if I want something, I'm going to decide now to not give in to my discomfort. So what have you done well and been consistent about? I'm going to start there because I can always go to the what we haven't been doing, but I think this is fun to talk about. Like, where have you been consistent? Where in your life are you consistent? And if you're listening to my podcast, you're a professional woman, you know, and you may be, you know, a first, second generation immigrant, and achievement has been a big part of your upbringing, right? And part of your adult life. So where have you been consistent? For me, I'm consistent right now, and this is what I've decided, to my breakfast, right? And I think this is a really funny thing, but I eat the same thing every day. And I look forward to it. And the reason I decide to do that is because I don't want to make that decision every day. I just said, it's okay. That's what I want. And actually, I love it. I look forward to it. I actually catch up with one of my girlfriends from med school most of the time. And we have a little time difference, so it kind of works out. And it's one of my favorite things. Now, where am I consistent where I don't feel so great about it? My exercise routine. I'm pretty consistent unless I'm traveling. And even then, I try to figure out how to get in my steps to going to three workout classes or doing three workout classes a week. if I'm injured or if I'm not feeling well, I'll just change what I'm doing. Instead of doing spin class for an hour, if I'm not feeling good, I do like a 15-minute stretch. So kudos, right? And I want you guys to think about all the places you guys are consistent. And if you're a parent, you're consistent. And I want to say most of the time, we're consistent with getting them fed, you know, getting them clothed, providing shelter. Now we're going to go to the other side. Where are we not consistent? And I'm going to give you guys a perfect example, and you're going to be nodding your heads. I am not consistent about giving you guys a weekly podcast episode. And that's okay. But if I want to make it one of my goals, which I do, right? Then I have to decide that even when I don't feel like it, guys, I'm recording this podcast. It's 10:20 p.m. And at 4:30 a.m., I am leaving to wake up and go to LAX because we're going to go on a 3-week trip to the East Coast for some family stuff, some touristy things, and some coaching stuff. But I just decided I don't have to feel good. I don't have to want to do it, but I do want the result. So am I willing to move forward without feeling good the entire time? I know those of you who are very woo-woo and free-spirited, you know, I love that, may not like that, right? Because you feel constrained. You feel controlled. That's possible that you feel that way and you won't get the result that you want. So are you willing to work through that? Are you willing to feel uncomfortable now to get what you want? Or are you going to feel uncomfortable later because you didn't get the result that you wanted in your life? Whatever that may be. It might be as simple as getting to bed at 10 p.m. And some of you guys may be laughing because 10 is like way too early for you guys. And then on the other hand, I know my husband is like, could literally fall asleep at 8 o'clock, 8:30 every day, right? But for me, yeah, I want to get to bed between 10 and 10:30. Even if it means I'm going to have to stop my binge watching my reruns of Friends or Ted Lasso or everything that I love. So what do you guys want to be consistent about? And are you willing to feel uncomfortable? I'd love to hear back from you guys. I want you guys to follow up with me. Want to know more about how to manage your time, how to create consistency, how to get results in your life? It's time to book your consult. I can't wait to meet you. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're ready to advocate for yourself by listening to your inner voice so you can live in freedom, wake up every day with purpose, and enjoy your work and family, check out my website at www.pileguile.com. On the website, you'll have the opportunity to join my program, sign up for a free workshop, or just check out my blog. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please tell a friend, leave a review, or just reach out. I'd love to hear from you.